Hi, this is Omar Salton with the holiday version of the Cisco on Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. I'm here with Sydney Morgan, Senior Manager for Cisco IT. Hey, Sydney, how's it going?
Great.
So we talked a little while ago about the fact that we'd rolled out the 5000s in our production data center. So I thought maybe we would close the year out by talking a little bit about, operationally now that you have some time under your belt with them, how things are going, whether what the successes are, where you might do things differently, any surprises? How about that?
So first, things are going well. We have 9 production applications running in the pod, and they've operated and exceeded most performance standards. We've had a couple glitches, but that's to be expected with some of the new code releases. No hardware failures, but just 4 or 5 pesky bugs that we have in our current Nexus 5K operating system, which is 4.0.3. And we're looking to upgrade early this week or early first week in January, depending on availability of downtime, to 4.12, which in our labs has proved that we will be able to resolve those 4 bugs. Workarounds have been pretty minor. One of them, which we're still kind of figuring out what part of the SNMP string is causing some reloads, we've just kind of disabled SNMP management right now until we get the 4.12 integrated. So we are recommending from a Cisco IT perspective that if you are in the process of designing and installing Nexus 5Ks, we recommend that you start with at least the 4.12 code train. Those minor bugs will be fixed. And other minor workarounds were to not ping certain interfaces because we did find a ping component bug. And also we're having some ERGRP routing issues, which will be resolved too. So minor issues expected to be in a 4.0 release. We are recommending that our clients and customers install 4.12.
Cool. Okay, that's all good stuff to know. How about on the FCOE perspective? How's that been working out?
Great. Again, we're noticing tremendous performance benefits with the low latency fabric. And also a tremendous cost reduction by not having to run, in our case, either 6 to 8 Cat 6A shielded cables, and we are down to two teamed converged network adapter connections into each one of our servers with 1 out-of-band ILO management. So we're looking at at least a 66% reduction in cables. That's less nodes to manage, which is also eliminates management and operational costs. So we're seeing big cost savings and power savings in our Nexus pod, and performance improvement by able to scale our databases like RAC. So overall, great performance, lower cost reductions, and we are saving 25 to 40 watts per server by installing converged network adapters. The downside, of course, the benefits is that you do need to install a converged network adapter. So if it's not built into your operational process, do think about whether you're going to have the manufacturer install the CNA modules or cards for you, or put in a process to install them yourself. It is a slight overhead from the normally configured land on motherboard, but definitely worth the expense, especially from an operational budget and a power savings budget.
Sure. So for this pod, were they new servers, or did we retrofit an existing pod?
No, this is all brand new. We are recommending, well, at least in our case, we have a tremendous growth within our data center, so we are focusing all unbuilt zones within our data center for the Nexus pod. It is our new standard for all unoccupied areas within our data centers. We will go back and retrofit, but right now we're really focusing on the future and need to add extra capacity to our data center, so it is the standard for all new pod deployments is the Fibre Channel over Ethernet Nexus architecture. And one other benefit coming out, which we will install, FCS is due in early January, is the 4.1.3 will truly be able to load balance instead of just teaming our NICs. That way we'll get even more performance and throughput within our Nexus clusters. And then we'll be able to right now we have an active standby teaming configuration, so the 2 converged network adapters within the servers go to 2 different Nexus for route diversity. Well, with 4.13 and a virtual port channel, we'll actually be able to make bonded connections and then load balance between 2 Nexus, giving us even more path diversity within the Nexus pods.
Cool. So, as you said, you've made this the standard configuration going forward. So, what kind of things are you looking to do as we head into the next calendar year?
For the next calendar year, it's business as usual, rolling out, meeting the capacity needs. We have the Richardson Data Center, which is about 30% occupied. Obviously, we need to get that occupation up, which will be based on the Nexus Pod. Also, cost reduction, like other corporations out there, we're under tremendous pressure to reduce operating costs. So by deploying the Nexus Pods, having less nodes to manage, being able to improve the density of our racks, and then using less power per rack will really allow us to meet some of those operational cost reduction challenges that we have for FY09 at Cisco.
Cool. That is the watchword for the
yes.
Fiscal year. We all got that message.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question on the management front. So you now have an environment that's a mix of, you know, traditional physical servers with separate network and storage. Yeah, you've got some combined storage with, you know, so you got some separate storage with virtual machines, and then you have you know, these servers with FCOE. From a management perspective, is this really, you know, that much more complicated, or I mean, is it creating extra challenges, or what?
Well, for Cisco, it's not creating extra challenges. We anticipated the management challenges ahead of time when we were converging and unifying the fabrics, kind of building on our lessons of the IP telephony days. So we did make that transformation to a dedicated services-oriented data center team that actually worked together and cross-pollinated. We took the best and brightest out of our hosting teams, our networking teams, and our storage teams, and put them together. We use our traditional management tools, but we did combine them into an integrated process, which we leverage in the services-oriented data center team. So I think, personally, management of fiber channel over Ethernet is going to be as much as an organizational challenge and business process challenge as it is a technology challenge. And that's what we're seeing at Cisco IT. So we did address it early, and so by doing that, we've had no impact to our management strategy.
So is it fair to say, really, you know, to some degree, it doesn't make any difference what the underlying server infrastructure looks like from managing the business, managing app support? It pretty much all looks the same?
Yes, that's correct.
That's probably a good place to be.
Yep.
Any closing thoughts for calendar year before you head off into the new year?
Well, I think it's been a great year, FY08, really building on the unified fabric. Probably in early calendar year of 08, we weren't real sure if it was going to become a reality. We did get the pod installed and operational in late September. So, I mean, I think the benefits have been tremendous, and we're really looking forward on building momentum around Unified Fabric, Fiber Channel over E, and really, you know, lay the groundwork for data center Ethernet as it becomes available. And really, operational cost effectiveness, we're really looking forward to not only being able to increase the capacity and agility of our data centers with Unified Fabric, but also reducing the operational cost and infrastructure of managing our global data center infrastructure. So, really going to put a lot of pressure on the Fiber Channel over Ethernet and the Nexus product family to drive out operational costs from Cisco IT.
Cool. Very good. I believe we're up to the challenge, so it should prove to be an interesting year ahead of us.
Yes. Looking forward to calendar year 09.
Me too. So with that, I think I will wish you a happy holidays, and I think we can wrap up for this. So as always, if you want to learn more about things Sydney covered or just in general the goings-on at Cisco IT, you can visit cisco.com/go/CiscoIT. This is Omar Sultan signing off.